Brewers broadcaster Jeff Leverage.
You know, he is coming back from that surgery with the loose bodies. It's the first time anybody's ever had that surgery in their elbows in that type of fashion. So I can understand Vince's apprehensiveness to it. But it would be amazing to have Miz, Harrison, Scooble, not necessarily in that order, but good luck.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop.
And the first pitch swinging, it's a high fly ball, left center field, and it is way out of here. Oh my goodness. That was off the Las Vegas ballpark signage, way up above the wall. Here's a fly ball to right. It is hit deep, and it is going to be way out of here. 1-1 pitch is a fly ball right center field. This ball's going to get way out of here. It's a beyond
that's
the
fine.
Pool.
Can we be done with that? That's okay.
Beyond the pool.
Beyond the pool. Brewers and A's will go at it again one more time tonight in Las Vegas. That was the radio call from our friend Lane Grindle, and our TV guy for this series has been Jeff Levering. Joins us live this morning. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, guys. I guess those ones were way gone, huh? They were.
Eric asked earlier, what stands out to you? I said, the no-doubter nature of some of these off the bat. Okay, well, that's going to be out.
Yeah, everything that goes in the air, you kind of hold your breath. I mean, I said it on the TV broadcast probably the first or second inning. I said, all right, pop up to right, because I got caught in game one in the ninth inning with Jonah Heim hitting the home run, or maybe it was the 10th inning, whatever it was, right. Hitting the pop-up to right field that William Contreras comes out from behind home plate and starts patting his glove and going, all right, game over, let's go shake hands, and then it's out of the ballpark. So I even said on the broadcast yesterday, I'm not going to say pop-up anymore because I don't know. So I've started saying just in the air, fly ball, and who knows where it's going to end up. So we're playing arena baseball these last couple of days, and we'll see what tonight has in store for us.
I mean, it's been kind of exciting. I don't like the end
totally.
That we came out on here on Tuesday night, but that game was just inexplicable on Monday.
Monday was nuts. Monday was nuts. It was one of the more fun games I've been a part of. I mean, I go back to the 19 season when the Brewers won 15-14 against the Washington Nationals. Now that wasn't played in Washington. It was not played on the surface of the sun and the elevation and all that stuff, but it was crazy. But it was a fun game. It had everything you wanted. And then yesterday was even a good game. You just felt like nobody was out of it yesterday, even with a 7-5 ball game. The Brewers come back and they had a shot. They did have a shot.
So the idea of, you know, the Athletics have what, had 12 home runs now in the last two games. There's nothing really to get upset about there as far as like concerns with the pitching staff. This is just because the ball flies.
Yeah, I wouldn't be concerned about anything. I mean, you just kind of flush it. It almost is like a series in Denver. Even though the Brewers pitched their tails off in Denver, it was a great series for the Brewers over the weekend. But this is just different. The ballpark, even though the dimensions are bigger, it looks smaller. It looks like a bandbox, and it plays that way. The Brewers didn't take batting practice yesterday. They probably won't take BP today. No reason to get into some bad habits. You put the ball in the air, it's going to get out. I think the Brewers were more line drive swinging yesterday, with the exception of the Churio home run using Gary Sanchez's bat in the first inning. But even then, he didn't clip it right, and it ended up getting out of the ballpark.
Are guys complaining about it at all, Evo? I mean, the players, or are they just accepting what it is and also will never be back here? So, whatever.
Correct.
One more game to go.
Yeah, it's a one-off deal. You almost wish you could wipe all the pitching stats from the record books from these last couple of days. But certainly none of the hitters are complaining. None of them. It's a good environment to hit. The crowds have been great. You know, if you're a pitcher out there today, from Brandon Sproat, who's going to make the start today for the Brewers, get out there and go deal and pitch the way that you pitched in Colorado, and hopefully things work out for you.
What do we know about Brandon Woodruff? Anything closer to potentially a return?
He pitched last night in Arizona, went 3 2/3. I think he got up to 70 pitches. I think he's getting closer. Depends on how he recovers. He's not a guy that likes to waste his bullets in the minor leagues. So if there's a really good chance that the next time he pitches could be in the big leagues.
What do you see happening? We have a little bit earlier start here, 8:05 our time is first pitch, Brewers and Athletics. And then we come home for a weekend series with the Phillies. After that, we'll be off on Thursday. How do you see the front end of that one playing out?
I would guess that Miz probably gets the ball in game one, okay, would be my thought, because he pitched on Saturday. He'd even, because of the day off tomorrow. So I would think that Miz goes game one with Sproat going today. And then you kind of figure it out from there. Maybe Kyle Harrison backs him up on Saturday and you figure it out on Sunday. We'll see. I would guess, though, Mizorowski gets the ball on Friday. But that's going to be a great series. The Phillies are playing really good baseball. Cleveland comes to town after that, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. It's going to be a really good homestand.
The Brewers also making news, signing another one of their prospects to a big deal, 21-year-old switch hitter Luis Lara. To a what? I'm trying to think how many years it is here. I was trying to look it up here. I know it's for a $31 million deal.
Seven years. Yeah. So they buy him through his arbitration year. He's going to get a couple of years on the back end of that too. Super talented player. We've seen him in spring training a bunch. The power numbers are starting to come alive for him. He won the Gold Glove in the outfield, and that's not just for the level that he played at. That's the entirety of minor league baseball that he won the Gold Glove in the outfield last year. So, I mean, he is elite defensively. He's a great hitter. He's got some pop. Led the Southern League in doubles a year ago. And it's good. This is the second guy the Brewers have locked up. Had Cooper Pratt that they locked up into a long-term deal. Now they've got Luis Lara. So you've got some pieces that you can be excited about.
Does it slow down or speed up whenever he would come up to the bigs?
I think it gives him the ability to come up whenever you feel like he's ready.
Yeah.
I think the Brewers are in pretty good shape with their outfield the way that it's playing at the moment. So let him go dominate down in the minor leagues, and when he's ready, he's ready.
I love this move, and I guess I love it because the Brewers, having blazed the trail with Jack Centurio, working out pretty well for us. But to borrow a phrase from a popular Star Wars franchise, this is the way.
This is the way. And if you can lock up your young talent for a long time, you're in a really, really good place. It's almost like an NFL team locking up some of their pieces around the quarterback or signing a quarterback to a team friendly deal before he gets to free agency. You have a lot more ways that you can spend on your team if you've got young, controllable talent that goes along with it too.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering with us this morning on Brewers 360. I know you're up early your time, so really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man.
You got to take care, guys. We'll talk to you next week.